This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fresh cup of coffee, the final round. I'm pumped. Let's go. Let's have a great final hour today of our Saturday marathon, and I've got one of the best. He is part of that law firm that is Zachariah Brown, one of the managing partners. He's Carl Zachariah. So listen, this is going to be a show that you're going to definitely want to call in early and often, because it's all about getting ready to protect those assets, long-term care, all the things that you need to do now while you're doing okay. So if you're a person out there that is starting to look into that crystal ball, you have parents that you definitely have to be looking ahead, and you've been thinking about this stuff, struggling with this stuff, trust, power of attorney, wills, estate planning, I want you to know that you can get that legal advice, those questions started, answered right now on the radio by dialing 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And of course, that law firm, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and now that new office doing so well in Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. And the thing that I have learned from day one on this show, it's always better to have a plan and to plan ahead. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, Rob?
Great. Good to see you.
You look fantastic, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
You know, helping me with my power of attorney. You've done so much for me, this incredible law firm. But what you have done, you have educated me. And I think, thank goodness, that this partnership was formed on the radio, because a lot of this stuff, and I am now 67, I was not prepared. So don't end up like me. Get prepared early and often. I'm good. But you'll be even better if you make the call to the law firm or call today, because it's the little things that can make a big difference, and it doesn't necessarily always mean it's going to be a good difference.
That's for sure. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to invite anybody in Pittsburgh here, or Allegheny County, surrounding areas. If you have any questions about elder law, long-term care, Medicaid, veterans benefits, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care powers of attorney, or circuits, anything about that, give us a call. We're here to answer your questions. I thought, Rob, maybe for a topic to start out with, because I see a lot of this on social media. There's a lot of webinars and seminars on how to protect your assets from long-term care. And I thought that might be a good topic for today. I want to talk about some of the different ways that's done. You know, there's this long-term care cost, that's particularly nursing homes, which run around $10,000 to $12,000 to $14,000 a month here in Western Pennsylvania. That'll eat up your savings pretty quickly, as it's all private pay after Medicare pays for a very short period of time. And you can't just give your assets away, because they have this 5-year look back. So I want to talk to people, because I see a lot of these webinars going on, and I just want to tell you some of the things that I think you need to know about. There are ways of protecting your assets when your loved one is in a nursing home right now. We can apply for Medicaid. We do a variety of different strategies that we use, 100% legal, that we employ, and we save their assets. I have a lady I'm working with today. Her husband's in a nursing home, and they have their home and about a little over $350,000 in their stocks and so forth. And she also had a $100,000 IRA. She can protect that IRA. That's protected right now. And of that $350,000, we're going to protect about $310,000 of it. And part of that money she's spending is going to go towards her funerals, too. So we got to save it all. So you need to know that. You can do things despite this five-year look back. Single people, we have a single person, about $350,000 again, we'll say. And of this person, we are saving $270,000 of their money for to pass on to the family. We're applying for Medicaid now. That's how we that's part of what we do. And that's important to know. Because when you're setting up one of these trusts, you have to understand how these trusts work. These are irrevocable, non-revocable trusts. Your people are putting their house and their assets into this trust, and they're waiting out the 5 years, doing it ahead of time. And that makes a lot of sense a lot of times. But when you put that asset into that trust, you don't have access to it anymore. You normally name a child or somebody else who's going to be the trustee. Now, if it's your home, you continue to live there, but you can't sell it. It's now owned by the trust. And if you put money in there, in that account, in that trust, you may not, the trustee may not take money out of that trust and give it to you or to pay for things for you. That is the nature of these trusts. So it's really important to understand the good and the bad to these sort of trusts. I love doing them for people that have, we have this special, you know, camp by the up in the woods or by the lake or something. We want to save that. That's got to stay in the family. That's a good thing to put in the trust. Sometimes your house is. It all depends. But you have to understand the nuance of these. And if you're talking with an attorney who's doing these sorts of trusts for you, I recommend that you make sure that when you need Medicaid, that attorney is going to do that application for you as well. There's nobody in Western Pennsylvania that I can think of that has done more Medicaid applications than myself and my company. Not me directly, but my employees and the company staff.
Absolutely.
Senior care resources as well. So make sure that they're going to, you know, follow through. They're telling you that your assets can be protected after 5 years. They should do that application for you as well. And the reason I mention that is that we've had a number of Medicaid applications come into our office, whether it be Zachariah Brown or Senior Care, and an attorney did a trust for them 7 years ago, and they're not going to do the Medicaid application now. I don't know. It's sort of like giving somebody a warranty and then not warranting it. Not you know. So I think you should make sure that attorney is going to do that. That they're going to do the Medicaid application for you down the road if you need it.
So here's the deal. You have a question on any of the things that he talked about, maybe something that made you think about something else, protecting those assets, getting ready for that long journey that you've worked so hard to get to. Maybe a parent, friend, family member, you need questions. You're the caregiver. You need to call us right now. 866-391-1020, ZachBrownLaw.com as well. And McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. All of our lines are available. Again, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, protecting your assets, putting that game plan together for you or a loved one. And if you are the caregiver, this is stuff that you definitely need to drill down on and to get these questions answered as well, because the only thing that's constant is change. Every day, something different. Our number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And again, if you want to call their law offices, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Your calls are coming up next, 866-391-1020. Protecting those assets and, of course, everything from estate planning, wills, power of attorney, you need to call us now, and especially if you're that caregiver. You don't want to miss this opportunity. We have three lines available, and it always starts to pick up into that second segment. So don't get a busy signal. Don't get turned away. Give us a call. Talk to attorney Carl Zachariah. And then, of course, I highly recommend you call the office, leave your information, and set up an appointment. 724-942-6200. McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and the new office in Bonita Springs. And you can reach us right now in real time on the air, 866-391-1020. Pat in the South Hills, you're on the air with attorney Carl Zachariah on KDKA. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have questions in regards to power of attorney for my mother. My brother is set up to be her power of attorney. She's currently still in independent living, but is kind of rapidly advancing from early stage dementia to middle stage dementia, and she's having a lot of issues remembering things, and she's getting phone calls and she's agreeing to things, contracts and changes in her Medicare plan on the phone that we obviously don't want her agreeing to. You know, we spend a lot of time switching her back on her Medicare plan that we've got her set up for. And we're wondering, is there some sort of a document that can be executed that would state that she's not capable of making her own decisions without the power of attorney agreeing to them, that we could use to help us with situations like this?
You know, that would be the nature of a guardianship, and she's not definitely not at that level. This is such a problem for so many people. I mean, the stories that people have about being taken advantage of when you're older, retired, and not fully of your mental abilities. It's, you know, what I tell my clients in these situations is to contact the bank using the power of attorney. Say, if there's any transactions that concern you, you see any large checks, please let me know about it. But when it's Medicare people calling up, I don't know, can they actually consent to it? I would just, oh man, it's hard. I'm sorry, I don't have a direct answer for that. How can you actually agree to purchase a Medicare plan over the telephone?
Apparently, you know, these insurance folks call her and tell her about, you know, these plans that they can offer her that are better than what she's on. And I don't know what they're telling her, but, you know, they get her every time and she says, okay, switch my plan. And then they go and do it. And apparently she's been switched from one plan to another with the same carrier, even though my brother has put on, you know, her plan with the carrier that, you know, he's the only one that can make changes to her plan. So we're kind of, you know, befuddled at this point. And he's also tried to contact Medicare directly, but I mean, even they're telling him that they can't talk to him, the POA, without her being the recipient being there on the phone. And I don't really understand that, since I'm sure there are a lot of Medicare and Social Security recipients that are not able to speak for themselves at all. So we don't really know what we need to do to be able to fully speak for her.
You gave me an idea there, a thought, and I haven't thought it through, of course, but I wonder if there's a way that you could, instead of allowing her to sign up for somebody else without the power of attorney, when she does sign up with a company with a particular plan, somehow include within that contract that this plan cannot be changed without the authorization of the power of attorney. Now, when that company goes to switch her over, they say, we're not authorized to switch her over unless the agent under the power of attorney agrees.
You know, so my brother says that, you know, that he's got that flag on her account with his carrier, but there seems to be some unscrupulous stuff going on, and they switched her anyway. And so he's tried to initiate an investigation with the carrier about how they could do that. But
yeah, I call the Pennsylvania Insurance Commission on them. I'm not sure who they are. Don't say who they are.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, if they're switching from one plan to another within their own company and making additional monies at it, they're certainly not looking out for her best interest. They're not acting as a fiduciary and doing what's best for her. They're just you know, charging her more than she should be paying.
Okay, so you said it's the Pennsylvania Insurance Commission?
Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner, the Department of Insurance for the state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
That's where I started looking. And see if they have like what's called an ombudsman. It's a horrible name. I'm not even sure where it came from. O-M-B-U-D-S-M-E-N, ombudsman. And that's the job of being the intermediary between the public and providers for, like, you know, nursing home care, long-term care, maybe insurance as well. I know they are certainly involved in dealings with the nursing homes and Department of Human Services and so forth. They might also be involved in the Insurance Commission. So dig around, see if you can find out who would be in charge of that, and let them know about your complaints.
So do you have any advice in regards to Medicare and Social Security administrations themselves. I'm not really understanding why they can't talk to a POA without the recipient.
Well, Medicare, do you know anybody that works for Medicare?
No.
It's a huge organization, yet nobody knows anybody that works for Medicare. But that's because Medicare is actually run by insurance companies, Medicare itself. Yeah.
It's
three or four of them. They run Medicare nationwide. But that's just Medicare. What you're talking about here are health plans, Medicare Advantage plans, Part C plans. And they make a lot of money. You know, the money that Medicare would normally pay to the for the care of the person, they pay a lump sum to the Medicare does, pays a lump sum to the company for every enrollee that they get. I don't know, it's probably about $4,000 a month. I have no idea how much it is. But whether you need care or not, they get that kind of money. That's why they're looking to enroll as many people as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you get 10 people signed up and you make $4,000 a piece. Now you just generated $40,000 in revenue every month. So I would dig into it. I would probably, if it were me personally, I would probably talk to the plan that I have and inform them that there will be no changes to this plan without my explicit authorization. There's too many sharks out there selling her different plans, and she's switching left and right. We're gonna stop that practice. Although she can't really change anymore. It goes from October 15th to December 7th.
Right, and there's another, I think they call it open enrollment plan this time of the year, just to allow you to switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Advantage plan.
Yes.
And apparently you're allowed to make one switch at that time.
Well, that's
and
a period
so now
I
they're saying.
Mentioned. It's October 15th through December 7th. We're outside of that now.
That's the annual enrollment plan. And then there's another enrollment time.
Through the 31st of March. You're correct.
Oh, okay, good. Well, good luck.
All right.
Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You.
Thank you. All right. Listen, anybody else has... Now, that's an in-depth question. We gave her a lot of time because she's got a lot of moving parts there. So this is what we do on this show. That's why you don't want to miss this opportunity. That's why you want to phone in 866-391-1020. Let's talk about assets real quick. You got a couple of minutes for the break. So say if you've lost a loved one, a parent, and basically the parent willed that to another child, okay, and there's a lump sum there. You weren't in it, but that other child, maybe we've seen it, 10 years older than you, passes away, and that money is there, but there's no way for you to directly get it. But down deep, for whatever reason, I'm sure that your parents would love it to stay in the family. How can you unlock that vault to get that money for that surviving sibling if they were not the original person intended to get it, but now that person who was has passed away?
Yeah, well, that what the person that was, that goes to his heirs. The deceased sibling's heirs who go through his estate. It's his money.
But what happens if there is no one? And it's just...
Well, then if there's no one and he does not have a will, then it would go, you know, and he has no children, no spouse. If he has a spouse, it's going to his spouse. If his children, you know, his children too. But after that, if he has no children, no spouse, it goes back to his parents. If they're not alive, then it goes to the siblings.
Okay.
Under what's called intestate law, which means dying without a will. The property does not go to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania if you die without a will. Lots of people think that. I don't want my assets going to the state because I don't have a will. It doesn't go to the state unless they can find nobody. But it'll go out as far as your distant cousins if that's all you have related by blood.
Yeah, and also it seemed to have kind of made some folks perk up a little bit. Medicaid, Medicare, you have a question there, whatever. This is all about protecting your assets. We want you to call, get a chance to talk to Carl Zachariah. We have some lines available, some calls coming in now, but I want you to make this opportunity possible for yourself to get these questions answered by simply dialing 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And remember, their law offices can be reached at 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and the new office in Bonita Springs. Let us help you. Call us now at 866-391-1020.
I forgot to mention, I want to say hi to my most favorite person in the world, my little grandson, Leo. How you doing, buddy?
He's the president of your fan club.
Hey, I'm the president of his fan club.
I'm sure I've seen the pictures. I get that. We'll take a break. Stay with us. Let's get to Abina. She's calling today from Butler. You're on with Carl Zachariah, Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly on KDK. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. I was just listening to the woman who called regarding her mother. And as a Medicare sales agent myself, what's happening, what at least what seems to me that's happening is when they call her and she is connected with a Medicare sales agent, she's telling them that she can speak for herself. That's what's happening. So they ask, so do you make decisions for yourself or does somebody else help you? And then she must be answering that she makes decisions for herself. And so then they will continue to talk to her. Medicare sales agents have strict compliance rules by which they must follow, and they are judged and scored. So they're not going to talk to her if she says, she'll ask, they'll say, do you make decisions for yourself or does somebody else help you? And she may, if she says, for instance, yes, somebody else does help me. Well, would you rather have them on the line now or should we make an appointment? And then if she said, no, they'll say, would you rather have them on or should we make an appointment? And then if she says, no, I can make those decisions myself. So she's acting as herself. So if she's acting as herself, there's no reason to ask about a power of attorney. You see, they'll ask about one if she says, yes, somebody will help me. And then if they can get that person on the line, they'll ask, do you have a durable power of attorney? And can you furnish that if asked or requested by CMS?
Good
so
stuff.
So then her son will say that.
Thank you for your efforts. Appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're a real professional. We appreciate the update. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, good stuff. That's why I love radio so much. Yeah. Here's Doug somewhere in Pittsburgh with Zachariah Brown. Carl Zachariah, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm dealing with my mother. My father passed in January. I had tried to get them to downsize from their house for years, but they refused to kind of do it. So now she's stuck in a massive house. Their income is fixed and is really not going to afford to stay there and the upkeep of the house and her safety and stuff like that. So I'm looking to either move her in with me or, you know, get her a condo and stuff like that. But I also want to protect not a lot of assets, probably about $100,000 out of the house. There's like $80,000 in life insurance from my father. You know, moving her and stuff, she'll probably have $150,000. He has a couple pensions. She'll probably have about a little over $3,000 a month on income, which it seems right now takes her just over the edge for Medicaid.
Sorry to interrupt you, but her income would have to be over like $10,000 a month to be over for Medicaid.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so I'm trying to get, like, you know, that money protected, you know, so, like, I'll probably have her, you know, gift it to me, you know, and I was thinking about starting the five-year clock so that I could either buy her a condo or renovate my house to, you know, house her.
Well, you know, I think, you know, you really should sit down and speak with an attorney about this in detail, but I'll tell you what, you're reminding me of a case I had last year, I think. There was a woman who was in a nursing home. Her husband was at home, and the house was too much for him. It was the same basic type of situation. And I suggested to him, what about your daughter? And he said, well, she would love for me to move in with her. She's divorced, raising the kids. She would love for me to do that, but, I mean, I have my house. So, well, if you were to sell your house, you could purchase half of her house from her. In other words, give her, I think it was the house, like a $300,000 house. Give her the $150,000 you get for your house. Do the deed, write it up all like it should be. Half owned by her, half owned by you. And then when you pass away, it's all back to being hers again. And you've given her, you've cleared $150,000 by giving it to your daughter. Now, she had a mortgage, so she just paid off the mortgage with that. It worked out beautifully. There's a lots of different things we could do, and that might be exactly what you're talking about. She sells her house, buying into your house.
So she sells her house, she buys half of my house, and then the Medicaid can't come take that because it's joint owned.
That's right. That's right. The only downside is there's going to be inheritance taxes on the half that she inherits from you when she the other way around, when she passed away and you there's no 5-year look back because she purchased something. She sold her house and she bought a new home to live in, and that would be yours.
Excellent.
And then there's no estate recovery because, again, it's joint ownership. It comes right back to you. So every case is different. Every
sure.
individual case is different, but we can do things like that. We do those a lot, actually.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I'll definitely reach out. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
One call, now he feels a whole lot better. Good stuff. All right, 866-391-1020. Next stop is Hempfield. Here's Frank, an estate planning question for Carl Zachariah. Go ahead. How are you?
Well, primarily, I'm going to ask you, you're having a seminar in the North Hills, I think, this month in February, and I don't remember the date, but what is the date of the seminar?
Rob, I don't have it in front of me.
Well, if you can just talk a little bit about your situation, give me a couple of moments, and I'm going to come up with that answer for you because I'm just that good. All right.
It's probably on our webpage.
But let's talk about a little bit about estate planning, just some of the things you need to know, and I'll look up.
Yeah, there. So you know what?
I have an unusual situation.
You want to talk about it?
Be too much to talk about on the radio.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I say maybe check our website. You know, our marketing director is in Austin, Texas this week on vacation, so she didn't give me and I didn't
ask
for
it. Well, I'll see if I can find that magazine there again. I can check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's 11 a.m. and it's in the North Hills. And how many hours do you usually do?
Oh, they're usually an hour to an hour and a half.
Oh, is that all? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're not.
Well, if you have a number of people there with complicated questions, you know, it takes time.
Right. Yeah. Well, we do different types of events. We do have one-on-one discussions with people in public. We also give webinars or seminars where we talk about topics and take questions, but we don't get any detail in any one case. You find that?
Yeah, you got a couple of things cooking, but the closest one is coming up on the 29th. And that's going to be at 9:30 in the morning, and so that's going to be in Mount Lebanon. So that's the latest one. So you just want to go to ZachBrownLaw.com, ZachBrownLaw.com to get all the details.
Or he got from In Delmont or In Murraysville, one of those In magazines that we advertise in. It's probably in there.
Okay, ZachBrownLaw.com. Glad we could help. You know, it's amazing how many people wait so long, and we're all guilty of it, because when you're in your 40s, you're not looking ahead. In your 50s, you're still thinking you've got time. But man, when you get to that stop sign and that fork in the road, and you have to start making decisions about everything that you have really gathered through the years of work and saved for and paid off, especially when it comes to your home, it's much better when you've got that time to really go through that journey, knowing, having the peace of mind that you put a plan together. That's what we started talking about today, being prepared now early on to protect your assets, especially when it comes to your estate.
Well, I wanted to share with you a project I'm working on. I call it EP Vision, EP meaning estate planning.
Right.
But we get the intake form from our clients, and it has all of their assets, all how they're titled, whether they have beneficiary designations, the will, or joint ownership. And we list their heirs as well. And it says, if you were to die today, this is what your spouse would get. This is what your children will get.
Mm-hmm.
If your spouse is also deceased, this is what your children will get. That's part A. Part B is then, now let's look at the different planning options and say, well, what if we were to take these will assets here and put them to a trust? What if we were to add this charity that you love so much as a beneficiary for a portion of your IRA? How much would that affect things? Because charities don't pay income taxes on IRAs. That's why.
Nice.
That's what people do. Charities does. So things like that. So I'm working. I think that's the wave of the future, to be able to create this. And I call it vision, EP vision, sort of.
We're looking into the future.
Yeah, yeah. Where are we now? And then down the road, where might we want to be? Or maybe we're going to sell that house. Well, let's take that out and let's put a new one in. What's that going to cost? Yeah, things like that.
And, well, you know, we talk about the will all the time, but it's just like your estate planning, too, as your will is. You got to tweak things as you move along. because sometimes it doesn't always turn out that this is the home of a lifetime. You may want to downsize, and you got to start all over again. So you have to keep this stuff close by, and you have to tweak it as you go through life. ZachBrownLaw.com, and again, their phone number is 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and the brand spanking new location of Bonita Springs, doing some great business down there. So if you're listening on the Odyssey app and you're a snowbird and you're down there, you need some Pittsburghers and some people from Western Pennsylvania to help you. They would love to do it. 724-942-6200. And again, we're talking about protecting those assets, looking ahead, making sure that you've got that right path and you're doing exactly what you need to do. So if you have a question, we've got one more segment. It's been a very busy hour. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Rob Pratt, Attorney Carl Zachariah. It's your Pratt Pack today on KDKA. All right. I love that word loophole, right? So is there a loophole in everything, or can you make something, counselors? We're back with Zachariah Brown, KDK Radio. Can you make it loophole proof?
Yeah. I don't know if anything's loophole proof in life.
That's why you get continuing education.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, too, about talking to the gentleman about having his mother buy half of his house. There's another good way of protecting your house without going to the great expense of, like, a irrevocable trust and so forth. And that's called it's a deed to your house. And it's called a life estate deed, a life estate deed. And with this deed, you say, I have my house, and I'm giving it to my children, for example, but I keep it. I retain all rights to it for the remainder of my life. If I want to rent it, I get the income. I'm responsible for the taxes, the maintenance, and the upkeep, and whatnot. When I pass away, my children inherit it by virtue of this deed. There's going to be no claims by Medicaid because it does not go through your will. The only downside to this deed is if you decide you want to sell this home while you're alive, your children have a legally protected interest as what's called a remainder interest, and they can they have to agree to the sale because of their legally protected interest. But still, most of the time, don't go tying your hands by creating a life estate deed for your kids who aren't going to be agreeable to you. So, I mean, that sort of issue too, but.
One of the things that you've taught me on this show, we all think about our children, overly think about our children, because it's human nature. I mean, you're already wishing your infant grandchild happy hello, it's your granddad on the air, right? But you said something a long time ago. Your children, raised properly, matriculate through life, become adults, and start to accumulate. So don't spend your entire time worrying about who's getting what as opposed to not enjoying what you've worked for, because they're going to have stuff of their own.
That's right. Teach them how to fish.
Yeah, right. That's all you need to do is teach them how to fish. Yeah. So what have we learned on this very interesting show today about protecting your assets?
Well, you know, there's just a lot of options. If I'm going to put one-liner out there, there's no one plan that's correct for everybody. Yeah, we have to talk with you. Really, the most important thing that we do with our clients in anything, it's that consultation, that first consultation to find out, What are you doing? Tell me about your loved one, yourself, your circumstances, your family members, your estate plan. We want to make sure that you have if you have a disabled child, that we can address that. If you want to protect your mother's house and protect her and her assets, there's lots of ways of doing that. I don't think there's one case out there where we couldn't provide some value to the people. But the greatest value we do is we talk to you, we ask you questions, and we give you the answers based upon our experience and our education.
Well, when I think about all of the things that need to be done, it's just a phone call away to get it done. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
So when you look at a will, how important is it when you look at the big picture when it comes to your estate planning?
Well, some of the it applies mainly to your house, your bank accounts, and any investment accounts that don't have beneficiaries on them. And people get beneficiary designations put on their investment accounts, but there's still an extra step with that. You still have to get a clearance certificate from Harrisburg. I won't go into that so much. There are things in your will that you need to understand Well, one of my pet peeves is, who pays the bills and the taxes from the estate? Is it the residuary, which is who gets everything from the will? Or is it the individuals? And a lot of people have wills that say, when I die, all my taxes and expenses and debts associated with my estate are to be paid by my residuary, which is your will. By that, any taxes payable by the IRA, for example, arguably the IRA, the child that inherits the IRA, they should ask the executor to pay their income taxes and their inheritance taxes from their residuary assets. That should not occur, but it does occur, and you need to be careful about that one paragraph. I'd like so much more to have the provision say who pays the debts and expenses on the estate. So any taxes associated with an asset is payable by the individuals inheriting that asset.
Mm-hmm.
That way you don't have some smart aleck person who inherited the IRA to say, well, I want the residuary to pay all my taxes on this, income and inheritance taxes.
Well, I know one thing. It's better to have a game plan than have no plan at all.
Absolutely.
And that's what you do every day.
That's it. And, you know, we talked about the couple of judges that have called and been on the show, too. It's so important to have that power of attorney and avoid the guardianship. You don't want to have a guardianship ongoing court process. The judges don't like them. They don't know the ward, the person seeking guardian over. They may know the guardians, but they don't know them if they're family members. And it's a very tough decision, I feel, for them to have to make these appointments and do these simply because the person didn't take the time just to get the power of attorney and get it done and get a good one. Mm-hmm. Don't go out biased. Yeah, maybe I'm biased. LegalZoom, the value we give is not in the paper that we give you. It's in the talking to you and setting it up right the first time.
Well, and look, the whole idea is putting an entire plan together. And the only way you're going to find out what works is when you get into that office, you have a chance to sit down across that desk and talk to people and kind of understand what they need in their life. And that's how you put the plan together.
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right. Now, listen, I want to remind everyone, they've got offices throughout the region. And for you snowbirds, that Odyssey app, if you're listening to us, it's free. Of course, you should download it on your phone because you can always stay informed with what they're talking about every week on this show. Audacy, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200, ZachBrownLaw.com, senior resources. Tell them about that. We're going to say goodnight or goodbye. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, that's a company that I own. It's called Senior Care Resources. And what Senior Care does is we've been employed by a variety of nursing homes for the past 17 years. I think 17 years.
Long time.
Yeah, long time. We do not provide legal advice. There is no legal advice through their services. But my staff there, and they've been with me, frankly, all 17 years. Nobody's left. Well, one guy left, but he left years ago. But the ones that are there now, they've been there throughout. We do Medicaid applications. Don't charge as much as lawyers do because there's nothing legal about it. But they know the process. They know they can identify right away if you're eligible or ineligible. If you've got a problem you have to worry about, if you need an elder law attorney, they'll make referrals. I do not have them refer just to me. I said, you know, tell them they need an elder law attorney. Don't just send them to me. We want to be fair and honest about it.
All right, 724-942-6200. Carl Zachariah, thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.